Hello Capricorn, April here from Real Talk Tarot, and today I have your mid-month reading for March. And let's see, we're going to get right on into it. What are the general overall energy spirit for Capricorn? Now, my pre-shuffle, before we even get started, was the Three of Pentacles reversed, Wheel of Fortune, Seven of Swords reversed, Ace of Swords reversed. So I feel as if some partnership or collaboration, contract, project that you were involved in was based on a lie, okay? And the wheel is turning in your favor. That will be revealed. Or you could be offered this, and it's a warning for you to use your discernment and intelligence to weigh up whether or not you want to get involved in this, okay? Because, you know, there's something shady. This guy here with all the swords reversed, looking back over his shoulder, makes me feel as if whatever he's telling you is not exactly truthful. And because you have the Ace of Swords reversed, so that's not the truth. So whatever he's up to is not the truth. All right? Okay. So that was in your pre-shuffle. So that's just a little heads up for you, Cappies. Now, let's get into a Celtic cross. So we'll just get a general overall energy. And then I will pull some additional messages from my spirit guides and angels. So we'll get a little more info for you, Cappies. I hope this mid-March finds you well and happy and healthy. Okay. So let's see. Let's get started here. Spirit for the star seed of Capricorn. What messages do you have for the middle of March? Let's see. What is going on for Capricorn spirit for the middle of March? Messages. All right. We have the Eight of Wands reversed. Okay, so seems kind of quiet on the Western front there. Let's find out what's going on. What's crossing that is the Chariot. Okay, so the Chariot stalled out here. It's got a flat tire. I don't know. It's not moving, so let's find out a little bit more about this, please, Spirit. So what is above Capricorn? What's in the attic here? What do we got going on above and below? All right, Spirit, thank you. Oh, and you're running out of patience for it, too. There's a Temperance reversed above you, okay? And it kind of looks like you, you're getting a little irritated that this Chariot can't get moving. And below. And after all that hard work you put in too, Eight of Pentacles reversed. Okay. So you might be getting tired of waiting on results for something that you feel like you've put effort into. In your recent past, you have the Four of Cups reversed, so you may have decided to take an offer from someone from the past, maybe that you were unwilling to do so before for whatever reason, okay? You were closed off to it before, but in the recent past, it looks like you're heart chakra here is starting to open just a little. Let's see about the near future, please, for Capricorn. For the mid-month of March. That's too many spirit. In the near future, please. In the near future, please. Let's see. I'm sorry. These cards. Okay. More work. Seven of Pentacles. Okay, so you're aware that work will have to be put in, but I don't know. I feel like you know, you're going to have to see results as well. There's a time limit to your patience on perhaps how long you can wait on something. Okay. All right, so how is Capricorn seen at this time? How is Capricorn looking? Spirit. Message for Capricorn. Ace of Swords. Okay, you look like the truth. So you've stood your ground, and you are standing in your own truth, your own integrity, and you're staying there. That's it. Period. And what are the outside influences, Spirit, for Capricorn? Well, the outside influences, you have the Knight of Cups. Like, you're being offered things, but they're lacking in the substance, I think, that you would prefer. Okay? Again, because you're being true to yourself and true to your own needs, and you know what you deserve, you know your worth, these offers might seem kind of lacking, okay? Or lackluster, I don't know how you'd want to say that, but all right. What are the hopes and fears, Spirit, for the star seed of Capricorn, please, for mid-March? Whoa. Holy cow, Spirit. I just needed one card. Your hopes and fears are that, excuse me, that somehow your attitude or your decisions to honor yourself are going to leave you abandoned. You have the Five of Pentacles. So, you hope that you won't be abandoned by others for honoring your own truth, but you fear that it could happen as well, right? And what is the potential outcome, please, for Capricorn this mid-March, Spirit? Slow and steady wins the race. Knight of Pentacles. Okay. No decision needs to be made right now. You're probably just fine where you are. It's just your own inner conflict that's driving you to feel like, oh my God, when is this ever going to end? Or when are things going to change? Okay, that's It looks to me like at the bottom of the deck, you got the Eight of Cups. So you're going to be walking away from I don't want to say walking away from the problem, but I mean, you're going to be maybe emotionally distancing yourself from it. Okay. So that it doesn't take up too much space in your head, right? Okay. So let's get some additional messages here, Spirit, for the star seed of Capricorn. What additional messages do you have for Capricorn, Spirit? Okay. We have shadows. Okay. So these could be your own shadows. These could be someone else's. Things that need to be brought to the light that maybe will. This might be divine timing. Even though there's not, there's no major, no, there's one major arcana too. I'm sorry. Yeah. Yeah, I think this could be inner work needs to be done, all right? For either you or someone you're dealing with. Take the long way home, see? Exactly. And you're losing patience with this detour. I know you are. But it might be helpful to just look at it as an adventure, okay? And each mile marker you pass is one step closer to your journey, to your, I don't even want to say destination, because I don't think there really ever is a destination. We're just on one long ass road trip of learning lessons, right? Okay, and one more for Capricorn, please. Snakes in the grass, okay? So I don't need to tell you about that. Capricorns are very good at snake spotting, aren't you? Yes. So that is all I have for Capricorn for mid-March. I hope you enjoyed this reading. I invite you back again. And as always, stay blessed, and stay tuned.